much do you think your pugs are worth to you?
How much are they worth? I'm not selling them.
Throw a number out.
I know how much we paid for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously their value is greater than their worth.
Exactly.
So throw
they're
a number.
Priceless.
Throw a number.
They're priceless.
Throw a number.
I can't put a number on them.
Throw a number.
I'm not going to throw a number on them.
What if I gave you, I don't know, $10,000?
No.
What about $20,000?
No.
What if I gave you $50,000?
Maybe.
For one of your
dogs?
I'll
give you peaches.
Okay.
Don't tell her. Don't tell her, mommy. Would
come
give
to
her
daddy
away for $50,000.
50 grand. All right.
50 grand.
So there are researchers in England who looked at how much happier we are when we have a pet.
Yeah. There's lots of documented research about how animals, pets can enhance
but they
your
have,
life,
they've
your
now
mood,
put
your
like
emotions.
A, yeah, they've now put a number value to it.
Oh.
So like...
Why would they need to do that?
It would be as... It would make you feel as happy as...
The equivalent of getting this amount of money?
Of getting a pay bump.
Oh. Okay.
And you said what, $50,000?
$50,000 for peaches.
All right. So... Like a pay bump of 50 grand for peaches.
You can have peaches.
The
for 50,000.
That's actually, and peaches, plug your ears, okay? Because Kelly's selling you short.
Listen, oh, really?
90,000.
Oh.
They're
wow.
saying having a pet is like the equivalent
of getting $90,000. Interesting.
The value and the love and the affection that an animal...
And eating things that she shouldn't on a daily basis.
Yeah, and the peeing and pooping in the house.
Yeah.
All of that. The expense of dog food or cat
yes.
food.
Yes.
The boarding.
All of that.
The
having to go to the vet to get nail trims because you can't do it.
Or you just do what I do and ignore it.
Oh, that's much better.
No, it's not.
It's making like a circle, like it's going to go back into the pack.
Well,
it's crazy how fast they grow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thankfully, you can't jog with your pugs.
Yes, no.
But I'm able to jog with my Dougal, and his nails aren't that bad.
Pugs get a little worn out real quickly, and then they have the little black nails, so you can't necessarily see the quick as easily. Also, they're very strong when they protest that they do not like you touching them at all. It is shocking how strong they are at the protesting that. So I need the professionals to step in.
But I'm sitting here going, I'm looking at my four cats and my dog, and I'm thinking $90,000.
Which one are you getting rid of? Which one?
All of them.
All of them. Oh, just take the whole lot.
Get them out.
90,000. You know, group rate.
Group rate. You know what? Group rate. You can all go.
Yeah. Bye, guys. It's been fun.
But it's one of those. It's one of those like love hate things where it's like 1 minute you're like, you are terrible. Why did you do this up?
Yes.
And then they'll be like,
I know you did love you.
And they'll be like, yes, but don't do that ever again. I love you so much. Don't do it.
We literally came home yesterday. I think the dogs were out in the living room by themselves for maybe a half hour.
Yeah.
And we walk in and it's like Peaches knows. She automatically hunkers. Like, you know, the guilty party.
Yeah.
And then I see like bits of plastic around she was trying to like get into bottled water. Like, that doesn't smell.
No, my dog.
Why are you doing that?
Dougal has a thing for these Lumi eye drops. And so eye drops are poisonous.
Right.
Like if you've ever listened to a murder podcast, there are stories
that can be a murder weapon
of
eye drops.
Wives putting that in their husband's coffee
to kill them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like he doesn't care.
Like, that looks tasty.
He's like, I will eat that and I will enjoy it.
Yes.
And so we're like, you idiot! You could hurt yourself.
Yes. No, they're on a daily basis.
Yeah.
They're trying to eat things to kill themselves.
So just think, what would my life, it would be like a $90,000 void in my life if I didn't have these precious animals that drive me crazy every day.
Okay. All right. What a trade-off.
90 grand.
Okay. I'm so glad that someone put a value on it. I needed that.
I mean, I look at my fat Fred, mm-hmm. and I'm like,
the 2 months that you had to
I'm like, buddy,
stalk storm drain to
yes.
try to get him back home when he went missing.
And yeah. I sit there and I think, you know, probably. Yeah,
yeah. Hashtag worth it.
Hashtag worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I just have to. I wish that I could translate the conversation the three dogs must be having with each other. Because, you know, Poppy, she's perfect. She's my favorite. She just kind of looks at them like,
and they probably know that.
You're getting in trouble. You're not supposed to do. Okay, fine. And Piper, you know, she might jump in on certain things. She's yeah. not doing it every time. She's kind of like, I could be down for those shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, Peaches, she's just reckless abandon.
Yeah.
She doesn't
She's
care.
Like the third child.
She's the third child. She's
yeah.
fully crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
Always knows
third
she's
child
in trouble.
Energy. Sure.
Can't, but it doesn't stop them.
Doesn't stop her.
It doesn't stop them from the bad behavior, but she knows. How is that?
Yeah, I don't know. So just think, hey, you know what? You each are worth 90,000 to me.
And you're welcome that we're
And you're welcome. Exactly. Exactly.
Hope you enjoy the accommodation.
I
you're
hate
welcome.
You. I love you. I hate you. But I love you to come over here.
I'm so glad that you're so cute because you're getting away with murder on a daily basis.